Hurricane Florence batters the Carolina coast.
It's gotten very bad here in just the past few hours.
FEMA prepares to respond.
Right now, our priority is taking care of people and saving lives.
Explosions and fire near Boston.
It looked like Armageddon. It really did.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Peter King, live in Somerville, South Carolina, not far from the Carolina coast that's now being drenched by Hurricane Florence. The storm's eyewall has just made landfall near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, with winds of about 90 miles per hour. Our hurricane team coverage starts with CBS Evening News anchor Jeff Glore.
One of the hardest hit areas so far is New Bern, where this morning around 150 people awaited rescue after more than 10 feet of powerful storm surge flooded the town. People who chose not to evacuate got caught in floodwaters as the Neuse River overflowed. And in Wilmington, hurricane force winds blew transformers, putting much of the city in darkness.
I'm Jim Krasul in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're feeling Florence's full fury here now. Torrential wind-driven rain, which actually stings your skin. Howling and whistling winds that are rattling windows and doors. At times, it's strong enough to nearly knock you down. You have to grab onto something or someone just to keep your balance.
CBS's David Begno.
The water appears to be trying to wash away a dock behind me. We are at a yacht club here in Beaufort, North Carolina. Winds have been gusting within the last 6 hours at nearly 90 miles per hour. The storm surge has hit close to 4.5 feet. They have set a water level record here within the last 12 hours. It has been ripping and roaring all night long. At one point, I got to tell you, the building was vibrating, literally. All night long, it has not slowed down.
That storm surge that David just mentioned is expected to be as high as 13 feet in some areas. In Jacksonville, North Carolina, a dramatic rescue as high winds threaten to bring down a hotel. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
70 people were rescued from that hotel, including an infant, because what happened was the hotel, literally, cinder blocks started crumbling in the hotel. There was a small basketball-sized hole in the hotel, and parts of the roof started to collapse. So rescuers went out and saved those people, but they had to do that in these conditions.
Forecasters say Florence will head southwest. The rain keep coming down in North and South Carolina and parts of Northeast Georgia, too. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
People are getting stuck in these heavy bands of rain for hours at a time because the storm is moving so slowly. So normally you'd get in a heavy band and then it would move on and then you'd get in another band. But now the band is taking that much longer. It can drop that much more rain.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
Forecasters have been predicting 9 feet of storm surge, and I'm concerned that it's only going to get worse at this point, because when a system like this stalls out, regardless of whether it's a Cat 1 or a Cat 4, it continues to just pump water into those Back Bay and inlet areas, and that coupled with a high tide that's going to be coming later today is just not, it's not setting up to be a good event for anybody.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We're getting ready for what's happening in North Carolina to happen here.
McMaster says people who haven't evacuated yet shouldn't expect help.
We've told people if they decide to stay at some point, they will be on their own, and we might not be back able to get them until the storm is gone, because there'll be electrical lines down all over the place from all the rain, and we're going to have a lot of flooding. There's going to be more flooding with this hurricane and storm all over the state, we think, than we've ever had before.
Some 430,000 customers are without power. Utility crews with cherry pickers, the big bucket trucks, are pre-positioned around North and South Carolina, ready to move in, but they can't do that until after the worst of the storm has passed and it's safe. Local officials are telling people to stay inside, but there are still reports of sightseers, even in the strongest winds and rain. Far out in the Atlantic, the National Hurricane Center says Joyce is now a tropical storm, but it's headed away from the U.S. In the Pacific, a monster typhoon is bearing down on the Philippines. Forecasters say it's the equivalent of a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. Just north of Boston, an 18-year-old is dead, 10 people hurt, after a gas line ruptured, setting off fires in at least 39 homes in three towns. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera.
The focus is every house go in there, shut the gas off, make it safe so people can back in their house as soon as possible.
Homes were also damaged or destroyed in Andover and North Andover, Massachusetts. Some 8,000 customers losing gas and electricity. There's a plea deal in the works for former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort to avoid a second criminal trial. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
This is a tentative plea deal between Manafort and federal prosecutors, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to cooperate with the special counsel. It's been said that Manafort might want a straight plea deal so as not to hurt his chances for the possibility of a presidential pardon down the road.
The FBI confirms it's received what it calls unspecified information about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh that could affect his nomination. This all started with a letter to a key Democrat that alleges sexual assault decades ago. More from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein says the sender of the letter has declined to come forward or press the matter further. But Feinstein says she has referred it to federal investigators nonetheless. Republicans who haven't seen the letter say the timing of all this, a week before the Judiciary Committee is set to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation, is highly suspect.
Elizabeth Smart says the woman who helped kidnap her should be committed to a mental health facility when she's released from prison next week. She says she's dangerous and wants nothing to do with her.
I forgave Wanda Barzee many years ago for what she did. But with that being said, I don't think forgiveness means allowing her back into my life.
With former CBS CEO Les Moonves out after allegations of sexual misconduct, his wife Julie Chen was back on the air last night on Big Brother showing support for her husband as she signed off.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is under fire for spending tens of thousands of dollars on curtains for her digs in New York. More from CBS's Gary Nunn.
The government spent $52,000 on customized and mechanized curtains for windows in Haley's official residence. She is the first to live in the government-leased apartment just a few blocks from the U.S. UN delegation offices. The expenditure came as the State Department was undergoing belt tightening, including deep budget cuts, and hiring had been frozen. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has easily won the nomination to keep his job, beating activist and actress Cynthia Nixon in New York's Democratic primary. Cuomo skipped his victory party to celebrate with his family in Albany. That's the World News Roundup live from Somerville, South Carolina for Friday, September 14th, 2018. The broadcast is produced by Paul Farry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.